Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
David on writing duty and Matthew on
answering duty.
Answering duty. They literally, you know, they have like a
so
symbiotic.
Simpatico.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look ahead to our live commentary from the League of Ireland as Bohemians welcome Derry City to Dalymount Park. Shamrock Rovers look to get back to winning ways when they welcome Basementside Waterford to Tallaght. And Donald Trump says that Iran will play their World Cup matches in the United States. Bohemians welcome Derry City tonight to Dalymount Park, with the Candy Stripes just 3 points behind them in the league table. Derry were 1-0 winners last week in their first game at Celtic Park against Shamrock Rovers. Tiernan Lynch was further boosted by the news this week that James McLean should be back in 6 weeks following treatment to his hip. Speaking this week, Lynch said that despite two good previous results against Rovers and Shelburne, there's still more to come from his Derry side.
Yeah, as I say, it's always probably easy to look at things when it's going well, and it's probably when it's not going well is when you find out the character of your team. And I think that was the big thing for us. And we know there's going to be lots of uphill battles ahead. We definitely aren't going to get too carried away with the last couple of results, the last four games. I think we've done quite well. I still think there's way more in us than what we're getting right now. But we'll just put our head down, we'll keep working hard and see where it takes us.
Bows, meanwhile, are winless in seven and have dropped from the top of the table to fourth, but are still just 6 points off leaders St Patrick's Athletic. They'll be without Jordan Flores, who's suffering with an ankle injury. Kickoff in Phibsborough is at 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear live commentary of that game on the Go Loud app and on News Talk from 7 p.m. Phil Egan will be joined by Keith Tracy in the gantry. Champions Shamrock Rovers host Basementside Waterford at Tallaght Stadium tonight. The two sides shared the spoils in a 1-1 draw last time out at the RSC. Hoops boss Stephen Bradley says that he is well aware of a Waterford side that boasts a couple of former Rovers players.
Yeah, we seen down there, we were in full control of the game, and Waterford got one up. So we know they're really dangerous. I've said it a number of times with the likes of Conan and Porrick and on the pitch for them. They're more than a threat for anyone in the league. We've seen that time and time again. So we got to make sure that we respect what Waterford are going to bring to the table, and then oppose ourselves in the game.
Dundalk will be hoping to bounce back from last week's defeat to Sligo Rovers. The Lilywhites suffered a 2-0 defeat out west, but they welcome an out-of-sorts Shelburne to Oriel Park tonight. Kieran Kilduff's side are still defying expectations, flying high in third spot, and are just 5 points off the top. And more alarmingly for Shelburne, they are 8 points ahead of Joey O'Brien's side, who have slipped down to eighth. League leaders St Patrick's Athletic make the tough trip out west to take on Galway United. Pats came from behind to beat Bohemians last weekend and jumped ahead of Shamrock Rovers to the top of the league table. The Saints will be without striker Aidan Keane, however, after he picked up an injury in the first half against Bowes, while Ramal Palmer remains sidelined with a calf problem. And in this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Owen Heary and Keith Tracy joined Cullen Buhig and Seamus Flanagan, and the quartet pondered whether St. Pat's can maintain their title push throughout the season.
And to suggest that Pat's can actually build a sustainable title bid, like Keith's doubts are very
prevalent. Think they're, and I know Keith was saying that Rovers, Bradley has said it, to get strong towards the end of the season, but if you think about last year, they struggled in the last few games of the season, you know, took the toll on, they were drawing games or losing it, and they only needed that one win to win the league. So if you're looking at Pats, they want to be thereabouts when they come out of Europe and say, you know what, we need to give ourselves a really good chance to be on the coattails of Rovers or be ahead of Rovers, so that way when they do play in Europe and the games start stacking up, then you might have a, you know, that slimmer chance of getting up. Only Shell's done it a couple of years ago, you know, so you'd expect if Pats are there about that they'd have a good chance of doing it. You know, you have to hope Rovers like lose a bit of form.
Yeah.
Injuries might help as well, but you know, there
I
is
think
a realistic
league
chance.
Phase. Pats not having Europe, having less games, a lot like Manchester United in the Premier League. If they're only going to play, you know, 40 games this season, and Rovers are going to play, you know, northwards of 60, maybe they can run all over them and do that. But I still see Pat's going to go, like Pat's are playing Galway this weekend or tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost that game.
That's right, they're going to, Galway, like Galway could catch
just
you.
Tough,
but
tough,
it's a bad league
face.
Because like the team in third, right, are a side that only went out of business there. You know, they're third, Dundalk are third. They lost 2-0 to Sligo Rovers last weekend and they're still third.
Still, so they have some experience, really good experience players. I think that makes a difference for Dundalk. Like they're not, you know, he has them set up in a way, but these players know how to play the game. Like, yeah. Keith Buckley, sitting midfielder, knows his job inside out.
Let me ask you this.
And that is available for you to listen back to for free in your OTB Football podcast feed now. And remember, you can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. Galway United have made a rock solid start to the season, but they'll rue the fact they couldn't take all 3 points against Waterford last time out, conceding a late equaliser in the 7 minute of stoppage time. Particularly as Sligo's form has bunched up the pack in the lower midsection of the table. However, Eamon DC Park has yielded 3 wins and just 1 defeat, the latter on the opening day against Drogheda from their 5 games there in 2026. Sligo Rovers have picked up 10 points from a possible 12 and have kept clean sheets in 3 of the last 4. One of their goal scorers from last week's win over Dundalk, Will Fitzgerald, was singled out on the LOI pod this week with Stephen Doyle, Garrett McGlynn and Vinnie Perth.
Will Fitzgerald, he's the man they got to watch, isn't he, Garrett? He's got a goal in each of his last 3. They've scored 2 in all of those matches. This guy is just sensational. Amazing that they kept him at the start of the season, and he's been a huge key to them getting 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, it's probably one of the only times that Russell was able to keep one of his key players. I mean, usually he loses them, and it can't have a say in it, but he's able to convince him to stay. His deft touch at the weekend was exceptional. I mean, the ball just dropped in the middle of the park. How many times have you seen players just lash at that? He's just gone in, volleyed it over the keeper, perfect weight on the ball, the defender can't get it. And it's just, don't get me wrong, he's added goals now. And like a manager got me when I was 25 and said, you're going to have to add more goals or you're just going to be an average player. Once you add goals, the spotlight starts coming on it and people look up to you and you walk around with your chest out. But I mean, moving to McHale, the left back as well, McHale has made them a little bit more solid. When Fitzgerald was playing left back, he just wanted to go. So having him behind him has helped as well. So it's given him that license to go. But it's just his consistency and his mentality. That's his two biggest assets. I would love to look through his matches and see a match where he's dropped below 7.5, 8 out of 10. And as a manager, that must be unbelievable. Knowing that you've got a guy going in there, he's going to do all the right things, he's going to make the right decisions, and he's fully committed. And now he's adding goals.
And remember, you can listen to that back in full for free in your OTB Football podcast feed now. Meanwhile, Sligo's host tonight, Drogheda United, come into the game on the back of ending a 9-game run without a win after their comeback thriller at Tolka Park last week. It sets up an intriguing matchup at Sullivan and Lamb Park, but Sligo will go there without a host of key players. Right back Jana Desua and midfielder Jad Hakiki have picked up knocks and are set to join Ryan O'Kane, Conor Reynolds, Seb Quirk and Kieran Harkin among the absentees. For Drogheda, they have a clutch of injuries too in the shape of Scott Brady, Owen Lamb, Ethan O'Brien, Leo Burney and Bridell Bosakani. But Kevin Doherty can welcome back American wingback Jason Buckner. All those games tonight kick off at 7:45. In the First Division, the pick of the ties is a derby between Cork City and Cove Ramblers. UCD play Longford Town, Bray Wanderers face Treaty United, Wexford take on Finn Harps and Athlone Town meet Kerry. All those games kick off at 7:45. Andrew Omabamadele played all 90 minutes last night for Strasbourg as they were defeated 1-0 in the first leg of their Europa Conference League semi-final with Rayo Vallecano in Madrid. Strasbourg will now take on Toulouse on Sunday in Ligue 1 before next week's second leg in France. Ismail Assar scored the fastest goal in Conference League history in Crystal Palace's 3-1 semi-final win against Shakhtar Donetsk. The Senegal international found the back of the net after just 21 seconds in their first leg tie in Poland. Shakhtar equalised just after half-time before goals from Daichi Kamada and Jürgen Strand Larsson gave the advantage back to the South Londoners. Manager Oliver Glasner says their job is only half finished.
Big win for us, of course, but it's just half time. I think we defended very well today. This will give us confidence, but again, to mention, it's just half time because I believe, honestly, we have to play better at Selhurst to get it over the goal line and go to Leipzig to the final.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery criticised the VAR official after their 1-0 defeat at Nottingham Forest in the first leg of their Europa League semi-final last night. He felt Elliot Anderson should have been sent off for a high challenge on Ollie Watkins, but there was only a brief review and no action taken. Forrest later won the game through a VAR awarded penalty, which Emery accepted, but he was furious the earlier incident wasn't punished.
It's a huge mistake, because Ollie Watkins was close to break his ankle. And the VAR, his responsibility is huge responsibility. And I don't understand why, because he's crazy.
Chris Wood scored the only goal from the penalty spot. Meanwhile, Forest manager Vitor Pereira insists the officials got the Anderson decision right from his view.
My perception was that he tries to and he touched the ball, but I didn't review the play. It means that the situation, I cannot speak about it.
The other semi-final in the Europa League last night saw Braga defeat Freiburg by 2-1 in Portugal. Iran will play their World Cup matches in the US this summer as planned, following uncertainty due to conflict in the Middle East. FIFA president Gianni Infantino says the tournament is about bringing people together. Despite previously saying it wouldn't be appropriate for the country to compete, US President Donald Trump has backed the latest decision.
You know what? Let him play well. Gianni's fantastic. You know, he's a friend of mine. And he talked about it. I said, you do whatever you want. You can have him. You don't have to have him. Probably have a good team. Do they have a good team?
Iran will begin their campaign against New Zealand in Los Angeles on the 15th of June. Leeds United boss Daniel Farke has warned they can't afford any complacency in their battle to avoid the Premier League drop. They host Burnley tonight, knowing a win would take them 9 points clear of the bottom three. Their opponents are already relegated, but Farke believes that makes them extra dangerous.
It's very difficult to say that this game will be easier because they're relegated. I expect it perhaps even a bit more complicated because they will play without any pressure and with can be a bit more brave and with a bit more freedom.
Kickoff at Elland Road is at 8 o'clock. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.